Okay, shalom and bracha, Rabbi Yisai, good evening. The topic I'd like to speak about this evening, the Siyata Dishmaya, is reading by the light of the candles on Shabbos and other situations where we are concerned lest we come to do an Aveiro. So, such a thing can happen on a long Friday night. It's possible that, particularly if you have long candles or you use oil candles, it's possible that the lights have already gone off, the Shabbos lights have already gone off, the actual electric lights. And so now you still want to learn. It's a very, very big Torah, and there's a long way to go. And you want to you want to learn by the light of the candles, you want to read by the light of the candles. So what's the halacha nowadays regarding whether we're allowed to read by the light of the candles? So this is a siman in the Shulchan Aruch, siman Ein Reish Hei. Dvarim ha'asurim la'asos lo'er ha'ner b'Shabbos. Certain things we're not allowed to do by the light of the candle on Shabbos. And we'll see there are certain things that they were not allowed to do, certain exceptions, and then see how this applies nowadays. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ein poilin ve'ein koren b'seifu lo'er ha'ner. You're not allowed to try and get bugs out of your garments, for Hashem, at least you know, generally in Hendon Golders Green, this isn't something we need to spend Shabbos worrying about, Baruch Hashem. And you're not allowed to read La'er Haner by the light of the candles. What's the reason? Shemoyate, lest you come to incline the candle. And you have to remember that the main way that they produced light in those days was by using one of those old, you know, those little oil lamps that we see in history books, where there was a container for the oil, and there was a wick which extended at the very end of it, almost sort of coming out of a spout. It looked like one. It looked like an old-style kettle that people would put tea bags in and water in. It had a spout at the end, a mini version, and the wick came out at the end. And if it was flickering, what you would do is you would lean it forward so that there would be more oil that would go that would connect to the wick, and then the flame would get bigger. So he says you're not allowed to. And umitam ze yeshnasa afilu bashoshis oikavua b'chayor shabakaisol. And he says even if you know it's in glass, still a person would not be allowed to, even if it's in a lamp. And he says yesh oisrin. The Mishnah Berurah says b'chol gavna mishum leplug. Right, leplug means that Chazal, they didn't say here you can, here you can't. They gave a blanket prohibition. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses what about using wax candles. So he has a big discussion in Sifkot and Dalet. Shal shal va bach b'shem rishal kosv denagul hokel livdei kelim v'tzitzis v'likreis enzel ner shal shavo. He says that these sources, the Bach in the name of the Rashal, says nowadays you can use wax candles because he says there's no worry of shemoyata. You don't come to incline a wax candle to make it burn better. All you might do is shemoyimchot. You might take off the bit of wick at the end that's already gone black in order that it should burn stronger. And he says that if you do that, that's kibbuy. That is really extinguishing. The kibbuy have a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa v'lo have isura d'oraisa v'chein kosav ataz. And even if you would do that, this would be a malacha she'ena tzricha legufa, and it wouldn't be forbidden in HaTorah. So the Morgan Avram concludes the shloi l'tzorich yesh lahachmir. So he says ideally you shouldn't read by the light of a wax candle, but me'ikar adin, the Bach says it's fine. The Elia Rabba, in the name of the Malbusha Yom Tov and others, they argue and they say in a ner shal shavo gamkein shayach shemoyate. There's also a worry over there, and he concludes mekol mokem nireli d'benere satovim shalonu shukarin starin. With our beautiful wax candles nowadays, mutter likreis l'flame l'kula alma. The lo shayach shemoyate, that if you're reading by wax candles, the good quad, the high quality ones like we have nowadays, as the Mishnah Berurah, and all the more so nowadays, where our wax candles, I'm sure, are even better. So you would be allowed to read by the wax candles. There's only a worry of that you might come to incline it if that is what you normally do during the week. But if normally during the week you don't do that, so then it wouldn't be a problem. And he says, "Bener yodua she'ein tzorch lahatzoya klal la'olam." Nowadays, our candles, you never need to incline it. And even shema yimchait is very rare that a person would actually have to take off the ends of the candle, because nowadays they burn very nicely. So he says that lemaisa nowadays it's totally permitted to read by the light of the wax candles. What about those people who use still candles? Who still use oil for their Shabbos Neiris? So what's the halacha? On the one hand, we see that it is different to the oil candles that they used to use, because it doesn't have that the wick sticking out at the end that you might come to push it. You might come to incline the kli that has the oil in order that more oil should go to it. So maybe it should be permitted. On the other hand, maybe it's still included. So the Piskei Tshuvos, Siman Ayin Reishei, Sif Beis, he says that if the electricity goes out and you just have your Shabbos candles, hamaykinim likra yud the lilmoid v'lasis shad dvarim eyunim la'er haneris mikol suk shehem v'gam haneris shemen yesh shem al mishi yismoichu ki bizmaneinu ein harigilis leishtamish b'meisachol b'neiris lohar elu ba'er hachashmal. So he says that if a person does want to rely on the lenient school of thought to actually continue learning just by the light of the Neiris, even if they are oil Neiris nowadays, that's still permitted, because during the week you never use these oil Neiris. They're only there for Shabbos. There's no hecker greater than that they're Shabbos Neiris. So so he says it's very, very unlikely. He says that nowadays, having these candles at all, the only reason you've got these Neiris, even these oil Neiris, the only reason you've got them is because of Shabbos. So therefore, there's no way that you'd come to incline them. They're in special Shabbos candlesticks that you only use for Shabbos. And he brings other reasons why it's fine. He does hedge his bets a little bit, and he says, "Kim lamaisa meharoi lahachmi b'neiris shemen v'chem b'neiris ulahamid olav shemer." So he says, if possible, the best thing to do nowadays would be to do it with somebody else who is with you, because if you have a shomer who's called shemrim, should come over. No, it could be anybody. It could be a person's wife. It could be any family member. So by having that other person there, then for sure they'll make sure that you don't come to incline it. But he says this is really meharoy, it's a nice thing to do, but technically speaking, a person wouldn't have to. In the same area, in the Piskei Tshuvos, in Ois Aleph, he says that he says nowadays, of course, we can't make new gezeiros, we can't make new decrees. But he says definitely a person should make a mishmeres la'atzmoy. A person should try and find ways to guard themselves to try and prevent themselves from chas v'shalom coming to transgress any averus which they are likely to do. And he gives an example over here. From Rav Eliyoshiv, he says if a person has a watch, and they wear the watch without the issues of carrying the watch outdoors on Shabbos, they're wearing the watch indoors on Shabbos, and it has a light on it. So you have to be very, very careful that you shouldn't come to, by mistake, press the light, particularly if it's in the middle of the night, and you wear this watch all week, and in the middle of the night, often during the week, you come to press the button. So you have to do whatever you can to make sure you wouldn't come to Chas V'Shalom do that on Shabbos. So Eliyoshiv says, Lo haniach olof madbaka, right? Huh? Madbaka, to put a sticker on the top of it, and he brings, in the footnote over here, the Bistroy Yaakov Fisher Zatzal, Shiyanichenu al Yodei Hashenis, Shleimurgo Boi Meisachol, wear it on the wrong hand, so you won't come in the middle of the night, by mistake, to turn the lights on. And he says all sorts of other things he brings over here in footnote 8. For example, if a person bites their nails normally, or pulls out hair, they have to make Gedorim Besyogim Lozer. They have to be very, very careful that they don't come by mistake to transgress these things on Shabbos. So even though, and he says it's a very, very nice thing to do, if a person, by mistake, they're worried they'll turn a light switch on, it's a nice thing to do, to put an Erev Shabbos Kisrei al Mesek Ha'or, to put some sort of a cover on the light switch, it's a very, very nice thing, not mechuyev to do it, but if a person could, they see that by mistake they could come to do such a thing, then they should cover it. So even though, Siman Ayin Reishei, this Chashash Shemo Yata, has very, very limited application regarding actually reading from the Shabbos Neiros, but certainly it has broader application. We have to be very, very careful to make any mishmeres that's necessary in order to make sure that the Chas V'Shalom comes to violate these Yisurei Shabbos. I'd like to take this opportunity to say Mazel Tov.